The approval is for a proposed $1.4 billion combined cycle, natural gas-powered 1,000-megawatt electric generating plant in the town of Dover. The project is from Cricket Valley Energy Center, an affiliate of Switzerland-based Advanced Power. Cricket Valley officials say the project would create about 300 construction jobs over 3 years and 28 permanent jobs once the plant is operational. Dover Town Supervisor Ryan Cortin says that's one of the expected positive impacts the project should have.
A good project for the town of Dover and Dutchess County. It's going to provide jobs and benefit our tax base. And, you know, it's part of what will be over the next 10 or 12 years about $2 billion of investment in the town of Dover.
The plant is to be built on an industrial site on Route 22. With the green light from the Public Service Commission, or PSC, and the necessary permits from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, including air and wetlands permits, there are still a few issues to be worked out with town officials before the project can move forward.
2 weeks ago, we approved a special permit and a site plan for the Cricket Valley Energy Center proposal. We also approved some zoning changes that they had requested. But we still have some more things to go through, such as a building permit, and they're looking for a pilot agreement. So, you know, the big parts are done, and the town has given its approval, but there's still more work to be done before they can start demolition, site work, construction.
Pilot stands for payment in lieu of taxes, and he says they are negotiating figures, with Cricket Valley Energy seeking a lower tax burden and town officials wanting them to assume a higher one. Supervisor Cortin says the town schools, and even Dutchess County stand to benefit from tax revenues. And he says the remaining issues are not deal breakers, but ongoing conversations.
It could all be worked out.
The certificate issued by the Public Service Commission allows Cricket Valley Energy to build two 700-foot-long on-site overhead power lines to help to interconnect with the existing Con Edison electrical transmission line located adjacent to the northern property line of the project. State Senator Terry Gibson, whose district includes most of Dutchess County, including Dover, says he has looked into the project, sought feedback, and sees only benefits.
What I've continued to hear over and over again in the eastern part of the 41st Senate District is there is a real need for jobs. Their economy has taken a real hit since all of the psychiatric centers there have either been closed or are in the process of closing, which was a bulk of their employment. The farming community has also been hit lately. So the economy there needs a real boost, and Cricket Valley seems to have a lot of support in that area because it will provide that boost. It will provide some economic stimulation. It will provide a good deal of jobs. Some of those jobs will be long-term. It seems to me that the community has been heavily involved in vetting this whole process, and I feel confident that it's gone through the proper channels.
The Public Service Commission notes that Advanced Power and a General Electric subsidiary have agreed that GE will help develop the facility. GE will manufacture the steam turbine and generators for the Dover project in Schenectady. The gas turbines will be manufactured in South Carolina. Cricket Valley Energy hopes to start construction next year. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.